What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
He was like, all right, you can come back, but
you gotta suck my dick.
There's some stipulations.
Like, and you better swallow.
Stipulation. We're like laughing. That's fucked up.
All she's gotta do is take
was.
One. All
but there was no proof it ever happened.
That
so it's okay.
One bite. That's all I gotta say. So to any girls out there that fucking right? are fucked in the mouth and you shouldn't be,
dude,
one bite ends it all.
Full on.
We got you. Lorena Bobbitt.
No, fuck that. Take that shit well, off. I mean, that too. Oh, but
she cut it off.
She cut it off.
But Morgan
Freeman
off,
and
he'll never
and,
do it again. To anybody.
And Robbins in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
That guy wanted him to suck his dick. He goes, I'll shove a pencil in your ears. If you do that, I'm going to get locked on. I'm going to bite it right off. And he never had to do it. Like,
yep.
Yeah. Full on Shawshank.
Yes, he did. He had to do it.
Probably no. The white boy? No. He refused.
It's the last thing I'd ever do is
and he
like,
said,
forcibly rape somebody
dude,
in the mouth.
Murphy got.
But they could bite your
Murphy
dick off.
Murphy got fucked hard in the movie, bro.
Bite it off.
I said,
Murphy Dufresne.
Remember the one guy wanted to make him give him head. And he said, I will not suck your dick or whatever. He didn't say it like that. But, and the guy had, and he goes, I will stab you in there with a pencil because you do that. I locked jaw, I bite it off. And then he never did that. I'm not saying he didn't get knocked out and fucking butt raped. He didn't suck the guy's dick.
That's true. Wow.
Where did our conversation
right? That just like
we just spiraled hardest. Also, we're talking about biting dicks off and fucking forcible mouth rape.
On biting like, body parts off.
Mouth rape.
Woo. On biting off body parts. How about this Tyson Paul fight, dude?
I'll allow it. Oh, let's go.
Have you seen the new memes out?
I have not seen any memes.
So,
but I'm so excited to see this fight.
Dude, and he.
I don't even know why, but I am.
So,
I don't know
there's
I am
new
not.
Conspiracy
you
theories
are.
I've heard.
It's not going to be good, but it's going to be fun.
So know.
We're gonna be drunk. And
Tyson is out there, kind of that he is hurting for money, kind of thing.
It's
right?
a money grab.
No, 100%.
But
nobody
all of Tyson's
that.
fights have been a money
dude,
grab.
But what they're saying,
50 some years old.
Yeah. What they're saying is grab. That, and I don't put it past his character that if Logan Paul, who's got a lot of fucking money from his YouTube bullshit, offers him extra money to throw the fight, that Tyson will do it.
I don't know.
That's just that's one of the conspiracies out there. And I'm like, I hope
I
not.
Don't think Tyson would take a legacy hit because he's going to get so much money.
I
from
hope
that.
He knocks
Why would
him
he
the
take an extra 20%
out.
To fucking look like shit for the rest of
have
your
you,
life?
Have you watched any of those?
No.
His legacy is
take your
$20
million and be like, fuck you, knocked you out. I'm out. Why would you even
it's
think
like
about taking 40 million?
I'm just saying
million
that's what's out there.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it.
What's the payout?
That.
What's the payout on the fight, though? I think it's like 100 mil.
Oh, dude, it's going to be monstrous. Are you kidding me? Every person in the world's going to watch this fight.
It's 100 mil.
Like, here's, this is the biggest boxing match since fucking Tyson Holyfield.
Here's my and that was a that fight was stupid.
Yum, 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 yum.
That fight was stupid.
No, I agree, but money-wise, this is what we're looking at.
Because
people are going to buy it.
This is a bigger fight.
It's
than,
on Netflix.
Well, yeah, you don't have to, but.
McGregor and Mayweather. It's
believe
a bigger fight.
The fight Tyson, the Paul
yeah,
Tyson fight, they are believing it's going to generate over $300 million.
Yeah, because how many people are going to watch it? 200
it'll be
million?
More. It'll be more than that.
It's going to be stupid.
Be well, that's what they said. They said more than 300 million, yeah. but they don't have an exact amount.
Well, they
but
don't know because they're not going to pay out because they have to. It's based off of views. So
yeah,
Netflix is going to pay them based off of views off of their shit. And
here's
how many
my
more
here's my problem with it.
Yeah, you know how many people are going to pay for a month of Netflix just to watch that fight?
I will.
I don't need to.
Or
who's going to get it?
Who's
the
watching
fuck
it?
Doesn't have Netflix.
I'm going to fucking watch
it. I got rid of it.
I
want to
know who doesn't have Netflix.
Listen to me here.
Wait.
I had to get rid of it because of the
who's your phone
watching.
Service through?
My whole fucking family. Huh?
Who do you have phone service through?
Wingers.
No. Who do you have phone service through?
AT&T.
Oh. I love AT&T. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
I sold their shit for
AT&T
years.
AT&T in Idaho. It's awesome for my owner who lives in Utah because they've got all the high tech shit.
Look,
up here, I get fucking dead zones.
It was great in Idaho years and years and years ago. We're a T-Mobile now, but T-Mobile, our bill includes Netflix. So
yeah, it's solid.
Yeah. So I was like, if you have T-Mobile, we don't pay for Netflix.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm wondering. It's like,
we do pay for it, but we don't pay Netflix.
Like, how are they works making there, money? So we're on her account for like
$5. Yeah.
So,
yeah
we're
exactly.
not getting it.
How are they making money off of that, though, on Netflix? That's what I want to know.
By views.
Well, I mean, so look.
How?
You know our bill.
Are they going to have advertisement?
It runs with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, advertising is going to happen, but it's not going to be commercials. It's going to happen like
the card holders.
There's going to be plenty of graphics coming across and shit. And then on top of that, views.
It's just like
views,
the NFL.
New buys, all that shit they get a percentage of. So that's why they say they could make 300 uh-huh. million. Whereas if you're pay-per-view, you know exactly pretty much what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But obviously you can get more, but it's different, but they're going to make fucking.
I mean, you think about this.
Chingadera is a dollar.
Yes. You think about the two names. I mean, Logan Paul's a piece of fucking shit, and he sucks. He's never fought a real boxer.
He's not the worst fighter, though. He doesn't come out and look like a shitty fighter. He comes out and boxes. Like, I can respect the hell out of
him. I'm fine with that, and I'm fine with him trying to become a fighter, but the problem is like, this is probably going to be his first real fight. Like, actual.
It's not. It's an exhibition fight.
Yeah.
But I don't even mean real. I mean, with a real fighter.
They've all been exhibitions. He has no real fights. They're all exhibitions.
But he's only fought one other boxer, and that boxer beat him. Yes, it was by
ref decision. I thought he was going to get his ass whooped.
I thought so, too.
I watched that fight in a Mexican restaurant downtown.
Only person that the exhibition hurts is Tyson.
Yes.
That's the problem.
If he loses.
No. The exhibition rules only hurt Tyson because Tyson's used to fighting in a sanctioned boxing fight.
What are the differences? Are they not going
it's bigger gloves, like softer, bigger, heavier gloves.
So doing like 18 ounces or some shit?
16 ounces. It's only like there's no judges, no official judges. It's only when is based on knockout. What would the other one? It's like shorter rounds.
Have you seen Tyson train?
Yeah, I heard some stupid shit.
Jake Paul gets to wear
headgear, which is
that's not confirmed.
No headgear.
These rules are confirmed, though.
No headgear.
Both Tyson and Paul came out and said that's a lie. There is no headgear. Yeah.
No headgear.
There was another thing saying he can tag in his brother, but that's even stupid because his brother's.
Yeah. It's a tag team match. Like, yeah.
His brother's a WWE wrestler. He didn't have
money to see a tag team boxing match.
I'll pull him up.
Yeah, pull him up.
These are confirmed.
Yeah, I do believe
the rules are bullshit, and they kind of ties Tyson's hand behind his back. While he's looking at that, though, some of the memes came out where, like, you see a picture of Jake Paul and Tyson facing each other. Jake Paul's got, like, a fishing lure on his ear, so Tyson bites his ear off. You know? there's some funny shit out there, but...
If he showed up to the weigh-in with a fishing lure in his ear, like a ring,
that would be fucking awesome.
So I watched a documentary, and there's a bunch about different...
18-ounce gloves.
They are 18.
Versus 10.
So 10s are standard.
Yeah.
16s are heavies. Yeah. 18s are like monsters.
Yeah.
They're massive. Paul doesn't want to ruin his meal ticket.
Or honestly, when you get hit with a fucking 10-pound or a 10-ounce glove versus an 18-ounce glove, a 10-ounce glove from Tyson would knock him the fuck out
in a second. Yeah, like just right away.
A fucking 18-ounce glove? Now you're throwing over a pound at his face with Tyson power? But I feel like that's going to hit harder.
But it blunts his power and it's got more padding.
It holds him back a little. Yeah.
It's all about the squish.
Here's my problem with it. There's only one way that Tyson comes out with his legacy intact, and it's for him to knock him out in the first, I would say,
two rounds. Yeah.
Preferably the first.
I hope the first.
Because I'm not paying fucking $89, $99 for it. I want to see him knock out in the first round.
Tyson used to fucking, make super heavyweight champions
look like children, bro. I watched a few of those fights in the 90s as a kid, dude, and I remember being God damn.
He used to punish them, knocking dudes out in 30-something seconds.
Bro. And, spinal cord.
I know the way you like Tyson.
I love Tyson.
You've pulled me over more to the Tyson side, because I was always Ollie over Tyson. And then Dan and I had conversations in Vegas and Reno and stuff, and I was like, okay.
Tyson's
and he starts pulling more of the Tyson, then I started watching more stuff of Tyson. And, even at fucking 60, 57, whatever he is now, that motherfucker's a beast now.
But he's twice the age.
Yeah, but I look at his fucking sparring.
All he has to do is land one punch. If he can land one good punch on Jake Paul.
But I don't think he's going to walk out there and go. I think it's going to be fucking it's whether or not when he decides to go Fast and Furious, if he can do it within that period that he does it. Because he's going to wear out. So it's whether or not he comes out. I would come out and just.
But they're shorter rounds, though.
Yeah. So if he comes out and pounds your face. But when Tyson decides to go, that's when I think it's.
Here's the thing. So, first off, on the Ali and Tyson, there's an old interview you should watch with Ali and Tyson on it. And Muhammad Ali actually admits that Tyson would, in his prime, both of them in their prime would have fucking killed him.
Oh, pure power, dude.
So, but yeah.
Ali was more of the move around, finesse, the dance.
He was strategy. Yep. Just like
He was just a Bobby like Floyd Mayweather. Same thing. They're dancers.
I'm not a fan of Mayweather.
But he's a good fucking boxer. I hate him too, but he's a good fucking boxer. He's a
technical
boxer.
Like
because he's got the wins. I get that he's got the wins, but
he knows how to win. He doesn't win gracefully.
Fucking hate him.
I don't call win
like a but the problem fighter, is like but he wins because he knows how to play the game.
And that's the problem. That's why I don't like him is because he's not a boxer. He's all about playing the game to win. He wins. He's got the record. That's awesome.
He does not.
I'll give him that.
He have two knockouts and fucking 48 wins.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And how many knockouts?
Yeah.
It's like if you took a fucking marathon sprinter and they just sprinted around the edge of the ring, they in fucking 12 rounds.
Literally, I'm just gonna pop, and how many knockouts is Tyson?
A couple gut shots. Like, a couple fake shots.
Tyson went out to fucking kill people. And I will say this is the one thing that I feel like
your face in.
That I hope Tyson still has. And I think he does. And he said this before in interviews. He's like, I don't like when I'm getting ready for a fight because I become a whole other person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
red, he's an alter ego.
I do hope he still has
Brandon,
that.
Like Brandon, he sees red when he gets mad.
He's a demon, bro. Yeah.
And he don't remember shit until it's over.
No, he somebody's
dead.
Have you seen any of the Untolds on Netflix?
Dude. Untold's good.
So I watched the one on that douchebag Jake Paul.
The same one we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big, huge fan.
Zaw.
I'm not a fan of Jake Paul.
The pizza's getting delivered. Sorry.
Never will be. But you do learn a little more. So it's like his character, the bad boy. He wants to be hated, which is cool. He knows how to play it. He is the bad boy. So people are going to tune in to try and watch him get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
He knows how to play to the fans to get the money in. He is the character of the douchebag. On purpose, according to
the heel.
Yeah, according to this thing, which makes sense. But I don't, this is what they're saying. They're saying it's all a character. That's not who he is. But watching the documentary, even though the whole time they're like, it's just a character. You know, him and his brother didn't talk for like 6 years. They fought because he's a fucking douchebag. Not that his brother's any better.
I feel that.
But it's not a character. It's who he fucking is. But everybody's trying to put it off that this is a character and he's just doing this to get money and bring in the fans. And Tyson literally says on that, because Tyson's on that, he says he has done more for the sport of boxing over the past few years than anybody he can remember.
Nobody would care about fucking boxing. Because
Mayweather destroyed it.
Yes, he did. Yes,
Mayweather destroyed it. Because
nobody wanted to watch that soggy bullshit.
Yes.
Although
it got so boring.
And I'm not going to disrespect it because he fucking won. And he knows the technical rules and all that fucking shit. But it's soggy ass fucking boxing. Yep. And nobody wants to pay $90 to watch you do that.
Like, who watches that?
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, it's fun, but
everybody he fought.
Why'd I pay a fucking $100 for that?
So on this documentary, everybody he fought was just other YouTubers. He never fought a real fighter. He fought a couple UFC fighters that you don't know their name. But again, those are UFC fighters. They're not used to the boxing rules. There's totally different styles and rules. And yes, so all of his wins, but as soon as he fought a real actual boxer who had a title, he lost. Now, he went the distance and it came down to a decision, but he still lost. But there is something watching him, and if these punches are real, the fucker can take a hit. I don't know if he can take a Tyson hit. He's not fought anybody big.
Tyson hit is a whole different
story. That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Well, back when he was in his 20s.
I agree, but
I still don't want to be hit by Tyson in his 60s.
Bro, that fucking arm is in shape.
Yes.
And I've seen it moving. If it happens at the right time, it'll be devastating.
Yes.
If he catches one of his first 15 good throws.
It's his uppercut, bro. His uppercut.
It will
fucking
destroys
people, dude.
His jabs destroy people.
I know.
He's punching the dude in the first row when he's swinging at your face.
Well, that so
like, he hits you in the first part. He's still following through as you're dead.
I do give props to Jake Paul for taking this fight and pushing for this fight.
Respect, for sure.
I don't think I would ever want to get in the ring with Tyson or somebody of his caliber. I don't care his age.
Maybe 75.
If the fucker's in a wheelchair, if he's still looking the way he does now, I don't want to get in a fucking ring with him.
Maybe bedridden.
You know what I mean? But so props to him for pushing for this. And
I don't know. $100 million, I'd get in the ring with Tyson.
Yeah. Can fucking. I'll just go. And then you knock me out.
I'll come out with CTE. It's good. We're good.
Be on the ground like,
Yeah, dude. I was bad for about, a year. But I was alive.
I get the money. Yes, I get the money. But he does want to be a fighter. I don't know if he's going about it the right way.
But he's not the worst fighter. That's the thing.
He's not horrible.
I watched that whole fight in Saudi Arabia. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I'm talking about. Where he fought the first time he fought the actual fighter. Yeah. He went the distance,
but here's the thing. He looked good doing it. Like, I sat there and
there were times he looked like shit. Kicked,
but he was a boxer, dude.
Did you hear the boxer at the end?
He took hits. He did his thing.
Who was that?
He didn't win, and honestly, I thought it was closer at the end than it should have been. But the fact of the matter is, I was surprised that he looked like a fucking boxer.
I would agree, but if you rewind time to like Tyson's career at the same age,
oh my god,
Tyson is a whole different level, dude. Like, bro. Technical.
Well, he's a heavyweight champion.
Like power, everything, dude. Like, he is
100% agree.
He's the GOAT, dude. Tyson is the GOAT.
That's why I think
by far
Tyson's going to fuck this dude up.
Fucking hope so. That's
even with the rules and all the bullshit.
That's Tommy Fury. Why I don't like it.
Tommy Fury, yep.
That's the fight. And Tommy Fury actually gave him props at the end. He's like,
bro,
you surprised me. You went the distance.
Like, he comes out in the last round. He's like, oh, you know.
But that was the first.
It was a boxing match. It wasn't a fucking sham.
That was the first boxer he actually fought. Because up to that point, it was all YouTubers and other people who thought they were fighters, UFC fighters who don't box.
Exactly.
Who have different rules. Like, you can't go in and box.
Take you down a fucking.
I'm going to box a football player and call it a good match. Like, come on.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McGregor would have fucking destroyed Mayweather.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to so bad, bro.
2 seconds, he would have fucking folded him in half.
He was so. He had to hold back because he really was in it to win it.
Yeah.
And Mayweather's just toying with
him. Boxing and fighting are different.
Way different. There's so many different rules.
Destroyed him with that accent.
Are you guys? I
should speak the rest of the fucking podcast.
You know what I did
in that accent.
I did find out though when my dad when me papa passed away.
Thank you so
much. Rest in peace, brother. 58 for life.
I found out that I'm a lot Irish and Scottish that I didn't know I was. So
you're from the British Isle.
It explains my drinking ability. Yep.
So I'm Welsh and Irish. So we're right in the same fucking boat.
I'm pretty sure I'm Irish.
No wonder I like shots of fucking well gin, dude. I'm fucking from Wales, and then I love my whiskey.
Right?
Oh, dude.
But
I forgot your fucking bottle.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I fucked up. It's April. My birthday was in December. You got me my fucking bottle like a month and a half late. Yep. I'm way overdue. So. What I got you.
Well, I got your birthday on time. It was your Christmas.
I don't know if you noticed the Easter egg it left you in that text message.
No, I did not. I noticed you said you wouldn't drink it this time. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Did you see the eagle?
Okay.
I'm going to see if you can guess it.
Okay. So back to that topic.
Eagle rare?
Eagle rare.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You saw it?
No, but I went back and
It was on our list, and we accidentally bought it at work, and we already had two bottles, and I was like, we don't fucking do that. I was like,
that's good shit.
I'm going to buy that shit for my boy, because the last one I drank, and I won't do that again.
What were you going to say, Dan?
Anyway, I'll get that to you eventually. It's just in the liquor cabinet. I don't
know. What happens if,
sex.
For some freak reason, Jake Paul lands a fucking hit, or... I mean, who fucking knows, bro? That's what I'm saying.
It's Jake Paul is going to be catapulted up.
It will be.
If he lands a perfect hit and knocks out Tyson.
He'll become the contender for the World Heavyweight Championship of the world.
I think it will shoot him right up in there.
And it'll be the worst match you've ever seen in your life. And
it will destroy Mike Tyson's legacy.
It'll destroy boxing's legacy.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like this fucking fight.
I am not
going to
hate
bro.
On fucking a 56-year-old for getting knocked out. But he won't.
I personally, I'm with you. I don't think he will either.
He'll never get knocked out. If he loses, what was the point whole thing? What was that whole thing?
Oh, yeah, you were looking up the
what if it goes the distance? He's not going to knock him out, but what if it goes the distance?
There's no official judges.
So what's it matter? A draw?
Yeah.
No matter what?
Oh, Tyson.
If
drawing?
It goes the distance, it ain't going to
So if he doesn't knock Jake Paul out, it's a tie.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh, that is... I got to keep believing in my heart that it won't go the distance.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, again, even that Tommy Fury fight, there were so many times that Jake Paul can take a hit, at least from Tommy Fury, but Tommy Fury wasn't a heavyweight. He's a cruiserweight, a welterweight.
He's a big fucking man.
But he wasn't a heavyweight. He was a...
Is Paul a heavyweight?
No. That's what I'm saying. Tyson...
Paul's a heavyweight.
Is he?
He's a big fucking dude, dude. Mm-hmm.
I gotta look at this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fury is... I don't think Fury's a heavyweight. I think he was a...
He wasn't a heavyweight.
One step below that.
Bantamweight?
Bantam's the tinies.
Yeah. There's like lightweight, welterweight.
Welterweight. I'm bad about it. Sorry. I tried boxing when I was a kid. I was too young.
Have you guys, on the boxing topic, have you seen that called Bleed for This?
I'll watch it, though.
I think it's on, it's a boxing movie.
Riley and I love boxing movies.
It's.
So I'm about to attack.
I think it's on Prime. It's Miles Teller. You know that actor?
Uh-huh.
Bro, I'm coming after the Creed trilogy.
It's a true story, though. It's based on a true story. It's like this boxer that gets in a car accident. He's like won a couple of world titles at that point, gets in a car accident, breaks his neck, and the doctor's like, hey, we can fuse. He's like, you have two choices. We can fuse your neck back together, but you're never going to box again. But he's like, if you do that, I can guarantee that you will walk and have a life. Or they had the old halo.
Oh.
So he did the halo, dude, for 6 months. But the doctor was like, "I please reconsider because, like, any bump, any fall, anything, and you will, like, you'll be paralyzed for the rest of your life." And he did the halo, dude, and he went back and boxed. It's a fucking great, it's a great movie,
What's
dude.
That called?
It's called Bleed for This.
Bro.
It's based on
That is my kind of movie Paziano. Right there,
it's
dude.
It's called the, he was, like, called the Pasmanian Devil.
That is fucking dope.
Like,
where's it at? What's it on?
I think it's Prime.
Tommy Fury has never won.
Tell me what it is because I want to watch that. That sounds awesome.
He's never won a title. He's still, they count Tommy Fury still as in the learning curve. So he's not even a real boxer either. But
no, I agree. But
he's a cruiserweight.
He's a cruiserweight, but he's top 10 for the
cruiserweight's
chance.
Over. Like, in between
if you're top 10 in your weight division and you're battling that shit, you're a pretty good boxer. Yeah. Like he wasn't a fucking scrub
a
by any means.
Mosquito in here. What the?
Bro.
What the fuck?
I love the sun. I hate the fact that bugs are coming. The bugs are coming.
I know there are spiders in my garage, like left and right, bro. The other day I picked something up and this fucking spider.
I know. I need to talk to Lex so she can get our spray done again. I don't do spiders. I'll do any bug but spiders.
Yeah.
Was he?
I was like,
I can't do spiders.
I just killed the fuck out of that shit. They scare the fuck out of me, dude. Like, they just look evil.
If something that big can fucking kill me.
Oh, then you get those jumping spiders where if you look at them wrong, they turn and face you. Fast, and you're like, holy shit. And then we're like in this stare down. And then I want to go kill you, but you're watching. And what's going to happen is I'm going to swing at your punk ass. And you're going to jump right into my eye and bite it.
And
I just know that's going to happen. So it gets really intense every fucking time.
I used to work at a company where it was all females. I was the only guy. So I had to kill the spiders, right? There's a fucking
I live that life.
Black widow outside on the building. I'm like, let it be. It's outside. They made me go kill it. So
hell
I have
no,
this.
Let it be. Kill that motherfucker.
I have this long fucking pole. Well, because I didn't want to be the one to go out there and do it.
Just leave him alone, bro.
It was a big fucker, good. Right? So I get this long pole and scary. I'm just like, bam, and I killed it. But all these baby spiders ran out.
You killed it like a fucking dress? Yeah.
And then they stopped
like
and looked at me.
Killed?
I go and I call my wife. I was like, boy, these fucking baby spiders, they saw my face. They're going to find where I live.
They do not forget.
Dude, they're like fucking crows. You're fucked. The whole crew knows.
They're going to find me.
And when they see
me.
Your ass, they're going to be up your leg. You're going to be like, motherfucker, it's all about shit all over the place.
So back to the boxing. Cruiserweight's right below heavyweight.
You had to talk about spiders.
It goes heavyweight, which is 200 plus pounds. Cruiserweight, 175 to 200.
Wait, heavyweight's 200 plus?
Huh? Yeah.
That's so
come on,
light.
Think about Butterbean, dude. That guy was fucking...
He was super heavyweight.
He was 350 fucking pounds.
I think super heavyweight's over 250.
So, well, what they
is
show...
Is there a class
they
got, above heavyweight?
According to this...
But those are exhibitions.
But these... Yeah, those are these are...
No, I want legit.
Heavyweight, like, cruiserweight,
so heavyweight,
light heavyweight.
Above 200 pound is the biggest? Bro, Tyson was like fucking 280.
No, he was like 230, I think, in his prime.
230, 5'2", and yo.
230, 5', I think 5'6", and he's like,
that's
he was
so
like
stupid.
5% body fat.
Oh my
he was
God.
A fucking beast, bro.
Bro, could you imagine? I can't even imagine. That'd be like getting hit with the concrete block.
Oh, totally.
Like,
Totally, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, God.
So this is from the Britannica, like the Encyclopedia Britannica. Weight classes.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I had that shit. Bro, let's go.
Right? You remember that shit?
I'll say I had that shit when I was a kid.
Parents bought it.
So they have
like $1,100.
So this one's a
dude, mine too.
Right?
But I help with my homework.
I would just check dumpsters outside the thrift stores when I was a kid, and I just found a whole set of them in the dumpster, and I just pulled them out.
Fuck that you. Shit for free. I had that shit for real, real.
So in this one, in the Britannica, they go minimum weight 105 pounds is the lowest. They have heavyweight at the highest with unlimited poundage. They put cruiserweight at 200 pounds. Light heavyweight, 175. Super middleweight, 168. Heavyweight's unlimited. So, according to Britannica, heavyweight is anything above 200 pounds.
Okay. They are both... dude, he's definitely a heavyweight.
All right, Tyson's 5'10".
That dude's fucking...
Who?
5'10".
Tyson's your height?
Yeah. Tyson's 5'10"?
69 inches. That motherfucker is...
Nice.
5'10". And when he fought Roy Jones Jr. in his last fight, he was 220. But yeah, he's got to be like 5%
so
body
he,
fat, though.
So
he's
a fucking tank. Tyson's 5 inches shorter than me and 6 pounds lighter.
Do you remember?
But damn near solid muscle.
Literally bricked.
Like solid muscle.
I'm squishy. Yeah.
She would do that, dude.
God damn. Scuff my shit.
No, he. No joke. He just had me order him crease protectors. I'm like, dude. Shoes fucking crease at the toes, so you goddamn
how much
vagina.
Did you pay for your Junior Jordans?
The ones he's got?
Yeah.
So that's what I was telling Dan. They were $120. I had like a coupon at Dick's, so I got them for like 90.
Yeah, I got Zane's on a Black Friday for fucking, they were $75, $80.
Mine aren't Jordans. Mine are Airs.
Oh, Air Force Ones?
Air Force Ones, yeah. And well, they just say Air on the side. I was like, I let Riley pick them. I love them.
Yeah, they got Jordans, dude.
And they were $125.
I sought these motherfuckers out, found out they're fucking 6'17", 23s. Like, yeah. They're like the special model. I was like, tight. He wears them to school and everybody's like, they're fake.
Really?
The fuck they is,
he's motherfucker. Like, Dad, they're fake. I'm like, they're not fucking fake, dude.
Somebody called him out as fake?
What's the fake, fuck dude. I was like, bro, dude. I looked at these fucking things for 6 months. I'm not going to buy you knockoffs. Yeah. But at the same time, fuck those kids. Dude.
Right?
You know why they're jelly? Because of they the can't fact get them. They ain't got shit.
Riley actually wants all the shoes. He's like, these are only $20, Dad, and they look so real. He wants fakes. Not that he doesn't want the real thing, but he knows I'm not spending $200 to $300.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care about real versus fake. Like, for sure. The whole thing was that was his birthday present, and he always wanted a pair of real Jordans. And I was like, I was going to seek them out, and I fucking looked for months, and ultimately I got them.
But there was a day that me and I was getting Amelia like ready in the morning or whatever, and I was like, oh, like we usually like fill her water bottle, you know, put it in her backpack. I was like, oh, you got your water bottle? She's like, no. I was like, why not? You don't want to take it? She's like, yeah, I don't really take my water bottle anymore because I don't have a Stanley. Apparently, at her school, if you don't have a fucking Stanley, like, you're not cool, right? So I was like, whatever.
Dude, it's a fucking double wall insulated cup.
It's like literally, I was like, I have like 40 of them in the cabinet. It's the
same exact thing, dude. There's nothing Stanley does any differently. I don't understand why those are so popular and why they're $45 fucking dollars.
I don't get it either. But I was like, all right.
I told Dan.
So we looked him up, dude. I was like, all right, I'm getting you the baddest ass Stanley.
Yeah, like, but mine's cooler.
Like, it's a way cool color, dude. It's like it's called pool.
Oh, I saw your bullshit.
Oh, I love that shit.
You showed me. No, it really was cool.
It's tight.
I went like, fucking old school 80s neon. It's like all black and it's got neon green and pink lid and straw. I'm like, fuck yeah.
You trendy motherfuckers over here.
Well, look.
I just had to make sure my kid.
Stanley's.
I only got it.
Like, here you go. Go to school.
Because it was discounted. Drink I got the shit at Dick's for like $20. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll get one for $20. I am behind it because literally I'll fill it up with ice. 3 days later, there's still ice. I'll leave it on the floor in the living room next to the couch. And I'll go back and take a drink 3 days later and there's still ice.
Yeah,
so
any double wall insulated stainless steel cup will do that.
Maybe.
It doesn't. What about
but what I'm saying is I got it for better. $20, so why not?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not saying it's not good shit.
I don't pay full price like $40, you know.
Yeah. Dude, I bought a Walmart fucking
I've got a
Ozark
Yeti.
Trail shit,
yeah.
And I fucking put that shit in
well,
there.
Well, you like, would got shamed yeah, in the school, good. Just saying.
I've got a Yeti because it was also discounted.
I agree with that.
Like, that's fake.
Like Reebok now.
That's fake.
Yeah, they know that.
You walk through fucking Walmart, you see Reebok, you're like, shame, shame, shame.
Oh, you got them feelers at T-shirt outlet. You got the feelers at the T-shirt outlet.
You got that shit for fucking $2, didn't you?
You remember the T-shirt outlet?
Yeah, I did, dude. Are you kidding me?
Was that Overland?
No, Fairview.
Or Fairview.
Wait, dude. Fairview in like Maple Grove or some shit like that.
Yeah, dude.
It's a Burlington now.
Probably in front of the counter. Yeah, it was. Shit on the counter. This way more is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's called MySpace now or something like it blank, was totally blank space.
Yeah, it was totally that sort.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure I remember that shit.
We're
okay.
in the same exact, yep, absolutely.
They had some South Pole.
Yeah. South I remember that shit. That shit was cool as fuck if you were black.
Fuck that, dude. I ain't black and I was shopping there all the time.
You didn't buy nothing, did you?
Oh, a couple
you things. Just tried to shop.
Did you get an airbrushed Cholo t-shirt?
No.
With your last name but, in old English.
Tell you what, I did have some polo shoes for a while.
Dude, hey, honestly, I played basketball on a pair of Tommy Hilfigers in the eighth grade.
Oh shit!
That I bought from one of those places, was. And dude, they were like my favorite basketball shoes ever. They were like legit basketball shoes.
Yeah,
with a fucking the strap over the top to lock everything in. But dude, they were like stupid comfortable.
Oh, yeah,
you see what I mean?
And then it became a racist, and it got real bad.
That's not fucking neon, dude.
What the fuck is that, barely bitch? That's neon pink, green, and yellow.
So they literally just changed the color on yeah, this thing, and did. You paid fucking three times as much.
That's all no, didn't. They did. Used to be able to buy
that was $20?
Yeah, I told you. I got on a discount.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. If that was $20, perfect. Contigo, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
They used to buy Stanley's at Walmart for like $12.
Dude, Stanley used to be at fucking Home Depot for $20.
Yeah. Now, even Yetis Walmart. Are fucking ridiculous price, too. I mean, Yetis are good, but.
Well, let's say, dude, my kids have Yetis. They have like all sorts of shit. Cause
do you know what helps it, though, is that some lady.
Like, and they're like, if you
her car caught on fire and her Stanley still had ice in it.
Yeah.
So that, like, just boosted fucking Stanley like crazy.
Yep.
That and all the hot
it was
chicks.
On the floor and heat rises and the floor doesn't fucking in burn in a car.
It was in the cup holder.
It was in the cup holder. Thanks, buddy. That cool. that
where's
like,
the engine? Where's all the flammable?
All the hot chicks in the yoga it was pants. An fire. You know what I mean? Are into it? So like all the kids are.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
I think it's faded now, but at least I was like, I'm not gonna let my kid go to school and get picked on for her fucking water bottle.
I like
so.
Pickles with the best of them.
Here's your $65 fucking water bottle.
Look, yeah, I would not. I paid 60 for my gallon Yeti. I wouldn't pay 60 for a mug that size. Or do I like?
Do you guys remember when Tervis was like the shit?
When who?
Tervis? The plastic double walls.
That was never.
I don't even
exactly,
know that name.
Exactly. And they do just as fucking good.
It was Nalgene. Nalgene was. Nalgene,
I remember that Nalgene. Shit, yes.
This thing's indestructible until you really try to break it.
I'll tell you
it.
What.
Which Nalgene is the shit, though, bro.
Like, Nalgene is what we put our beer in when we float the river.
No disrespect. I like it now.
They're indestructible.
But they were $20.
Yeah. They're $20. They're indestructible. And for backpacking, dude, like you can see exactly how much you got.
It's legit.
And your fucking water purifier screws to the top of it.
It's amazing.
It's perfect.
So see, that's my point. For $20, and it's like lifetime awesomeness. And then you get one of those and you're like, oh, cool, because this is Stanley. I'm paying $60.
Now, and then I got a cabinet full of fucking Stanleys. And
I've also dropped it three times. And all
water bottles nobody wants.
So I do like. I'm not saying go out and spend $60 on a fucking mug.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm not backing that shit up. I'll get it on discount.
It's a great cup for $30.
Yeah. Like,
for $30, like, I would pay that.
And I have one. I don't have 16 of them.
Fuck your mouth.
But it's a fad. It's like a fad.
It's such a fad. And everybody's going to be like, oh, you go to Stanley? Well, guess what? I got my new DeWalt cup. Yeah. Check this motherfucker out.
To back up your
shit,
to
the
back
Ryobi
up your
just
side?
Came out, bro. It's all about Ryobi right now. No, bro.
Dude,
I got this Orange Rigid right here. What's Orange up? Rigid.
I'm just saying.
Milwaukee, bitch. It's red.
Milwaukee.
I'm just saying if they came out with a fucking
Makita.
DeWalt. Coffee cup that you just plug the battery in, it keeps you warm.
I think they do. No somebody battery. Has a heated cup.
There, no, there is one. There is one that I've seen that you could plug it into your cigarette lighter and it keeps your shit warm. But I don't know who the brand is.
I have like eight.
I do want a yellow DeWalt.
18 fucking DeWalt batteries, so I want to use them shit on everything.
Dude, you should be able to take a rechargeable battery, hook it to a cord, and it charges my coffee.
This is right up with the Sharknado dildo. Get a DeWalt yellow fucking rechargeable.
Hell mug. Yes.
Totes. All right. Copyrighted bitches. Don't try to steal that
patent
shit.
Pending. Patent pending.
Copyright DeWalt.
Sorry, DeWalt. You got to stop now.
Unfortunately, you lose. But
Donnie is obviously a Ryobi guy, though.
I'm a DeWalt.
I was in the past, but yeah,
there's
slowly,
a lot of neon yellow on that shelf right there.
I have been for years.
It's green.
Yeah, it's green. You fucking blind ass bitch. DeWalt's yellow. That's green.
Neon yellow.
You sound like my wife.
Yeah,
that's not green.
That is totally green.
It's fucking okay.
That is fucking neon green on his fucking mic right there. That's neon green. Now tell me that that's yellow versus that.
That's green. Your mic is yellow.
It looks just like that. That's just the neon version.
Are you on drugs?
What about those yellow? What's the other one?
That's DeWalt.
It's like literally the same color.
So right now we're going to show you guys some.
That's yellow.
DeWalt yellow.
This is yellow.
Ryobi green.
Neon yellow.
All right, I'm just gonna fucking Google this shit and prove you wrong.
Yep.
Somebody proved me wrong because I feel like I'm colorblind.
You are.
That popcorn machine's blue, so fuck you.
He's like missing out on a wavelength of light here.
Yeah, have you cleaned that fucking thing lately?
The popcorn? I clean it every time I use it.
What do you clean it with?
Paper towel.
Oh, Windex. Nice.
Wipe. Oh, nice. The doors? I don't wipe the doors. I wipe the bottom where the popcorn hits.
You can edit this
The popcorn
out.
Doesn't touch the fucking walls.
you clean it with white vinegar.
I do have to say, though, like...
When you go there, you need popcorn.
I love this thing because Lex will get the microwave stuff. This is way better than microwave popcorn.
Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Like, bar none. Like, you get the fucking all-in-one packs where you just...
The downside is that my entire family, my kids, my wife, I don't know how to use it. You need to go make it. I'm like, fuck you. Like, bullshit.
Dude, you turn it on. You put the bag in. When it starts popping, you turn it off. It finishes popping. You dump it. So how many ounces is your kettle?
I don't fucking know.
69. Oh,
it was given to me. I didn't fucking buy
it. So you can buy these little bags. It's just all in one. You just go clip across the top, dump that motherfucker in, turn it on. Bloop. Ciao. Oh, what
this
the hell?
This is what I'm saying.
That one's weird. I've never seen it with the salt separately because people have a sodium problem, I guess.
Yeah, so it goes the butter.
Yeah, the one I got just has.
And I cut it and I get the butter in. This is just in here. Oh, see, I let the butter melt. And then I'll add the salt a little bit as the butter is melted, so it's all liquid. So I put the butter in solid like that, the kernels don't get buttered up. What? And then I put, after the butter's like in a puddle in the bottom of the pan, I get the salt in there, and it stirs it a little bit. Then I put in the kernels, so then the kernels are rolling in that liquid butter. Like, they don't get stuck to the solid butter. Like, they need
no
that
idea how
shit.
Much butter was in this.
Sorry, I don't know if you...
Shit. People you ever think that the people, like, people that have, like, all these crazy allergies are, like, just weak as fuck?
So it's this...
Literally.
It's like...
Like, they're...
Wow, you're a nerd. You're allergic to all that.
And it's all come with time. Back to this real quick before we get back on that. I'm with you on that, but it probably has to be coconut oil because butter's supposed to be refrigerated. So
it says it on the package,
No, I know.
Bro.
I read it. Oh, okay. I agree. I'm saying it probably
butter
has to be.
Butter does not need to be refrigerated because it has a low moisture content.
But to put Chase over here in his place, turn on kettle, add the oil, and let heat for 3 to 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Once heated, turn on stir and pour in the salt. Then pour on the kernels.
Oh, no, you're reminding me of my
wife. I appreciate
you. It says right there.
I appreciate you following directions. That's good.
Well, I never... This is the first time I've ever heard the directions. This is how I thought you had to do it, so I did it.
Directions and be like, see.
Look.
It's cool.
If I cook like a box dinner or something, I do read the directions.
I popped 57,000 bags of that in my
life. I know. So. I believe you because you work somewhere they do it.
You can work harder and not smarter, or you can just throw it all in there and be a pimp.
But... Until Dan set and did this, that shit is so fucking solid. It takes forever to squeeze that out.
No. So I taught you something, bro.
What?
It's better that way.
When it's solid?
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm saying like
bloop.
And it
falls
is so
out and
hard.
You dump everything in. If it's liquid, you got
to
like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It takes me forever to get that out. Then by that time, it's melted fully before I can get the kernels in anyways.
Truth, pop some popcorn. I'll show you what's up.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's
Not that one, though. Use a solid one.
Yeah, use the solid one.
Yeah, don't use the fucking one Dan pre-melted for you. Why you got the fucking bottom door open so all the kernels come out?
They don't come out. Why would they come out?
If I get ants.
I don't know if you noticed the angle of the dangle.
Oh, I noticed the angle of the dangle.
Popcorn physically cannot come out that. That's
We're going to find out.
That's so you can reach in and serve it without opening the doors.
Oh, but also, this one is kind of broken.
But
so when it starts popping, that lid turns sideways so it doesn't open. So you have to kind of go in there and grab the handle.
I saw how it has like the guides on it. That's lame.
It doesn't reach, and I don't get why not.
That's weird.
We were moving somebody, and they gave it to us. I'm like, it was at work for a while. And then they're like, you guys are attracting mice. You have to get rid of it. So I was like, fine. I brought it home. Not a single fucking mouse has been in my house.
But basically, like I said, you don't have to separate them. I put all the packets in together. If you look in there, that shit's all melted and doing its thing right now. And honestly, everything's simmering in it.
I believe you.
So. It smells good, dude.
Do you remember the old school way with the little countertop fucking white R-shaped fucking thing?
I have one of those. And do you? It's fucking delicious.
But yeah.
My dad does it.
You melt the butter on top and turn the thing and dump it in?
Kick it out so much faster.
Riley? Right? What the fuck is with the fucking Cowboys not doing anything?
Bro.
Yes.
Between the Cowboys and the Bills, we're fucked.
They're not making any moves other than dropping people. Bro, I'm like, what are you doing?
Diggs is gone. They cut Poyer. They cut...
Where did White. Diggs go, or has he anywhere yet? Has he signed Texans. Anywhere yet? Oh, he is with Texans.
Traded.
Oh.
Traded the Texans, and they cut his contract to 1 year.
That was
guaranteed
dumb.
Him 30 mil.
Oh. Oh, look at you. Being a good host at my house. Thank you.
It's good popcorn.
Yeah, and so...
Your machine's tricky, but anyway. Yeah. Dude, they cut everybody.
Everybody.
Cowboys don't have Elliott, which, whatever. Then they drop fucking Pollard. So who do we have left? 4 foot tall fucking Deuce Vaughn.
They call it nobody.
Right? We do not have a good running back. Not that Dan cares.
San Francisco reference.
Like we have, and they're not picking anybody up on free agency. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Bro. You're all in. Don't you remember? Jerry Jones said, I'm all in. I don't know what your definition of all in is.
Van Der Esch is gone. Pollard is gone.
The definition of all in is all in.
So then all in, keep your running back.
Fucking nothing and watch the Texans load up like a son of a bitch. Watch the fucking Steelers load up like a son of a bitch. Watch fucking Cleveland load up like a son of a bitch. And then all the Bills and the fucking Cowboys. We're all sitting
here
going,
I think is crazy.
Okay, cool. Hope the draft is
the
good.
The Steelers take Justin Fields and then make him backup?
He's, no.
He better be starting.
No.
This is the first time the Steelers will have a running quarterback and they're going to put him as backup. They better put him as starting.
He'll start the whole time.
Not that Dan cares.
Are you just talking about?
Sportball.
Baseball?
Sportsballs.
Foosball.
Sorry. Apologize. But yeah, Jura needs to go. You guys are fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's been the problem since the 90s.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to re-sign Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. And I don't mean that as a good okay, but he's better than what we've got.
I agree.
Which because sucks,
now
but
you're fucked.
Yeah.
You let Pollard go.
You guys need Nolan Ryan. That's what you need.
You guys got rid of fucking.
I'll fucking take Nolan Ryan in a second.
Nolan Ryan, bro. Bro.
I love Nolan Ryan.
Bro, fucking fire. That dude fucking threw. He threw straight fucking fire. He was my dude when I was a kid. Like when I was a pitcher, Nolan Ryan was my dude. Me too. I had a Texas. I'm a Cubs fan through and through. I had a fucking Texas Rangers. My first ever.
I'm a Rangers fan because of him.
I had that, and I worked practice and stuff for Nolan Ryan.
I've never been a big
documentary on him.
No,
it's pretty fascinating.
Dude, he's a
fucking 49. He is a fucking country boy.
Yep.
Like from start to finish,
old school, bro.
And when they were clocking his fastballs at 105 miles an hour, they were talking about how their radar guns weren't even calibrated for that.
They like, couldn't he was even probably, handle that.
He was probably they throwing closer to 102. He was probably like 110, probably.
Bro, it was ridiculous.
Which is insane.
You watch the videos of it, and they do like the,
what'd you
the
say frame it was called?
Rates. And even the frame rates back then. It's insane.
That was his number, right? 49?
Yeah, well, that 49 tells the story of MIT members who struggled to rescue 49 personnel.
43? Hold on. I forgot his number.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's called that.
It is.
I think you're thinking about the 47, the Jackie Robinson one. Yeah, Nolan Ryan. I used to collect. He had
it's called Facing Nolan.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, it didn't have a number.
You're Samsonite.
You're thinking of 47. I think you're thinking of the Jackie Robinson movie is what you're thinking of.
I'll have to watch it. That wasn't that long ago either.
No. Yeah, dude, Nolan Ryan's a stupid stud.
Oh, and I can watch it on Netflix. Yeah, dude, I fucking love the guy. Yep.
He has, what, 5 pennants?
Well, I mean, pennants are the team, but he has something like 11 no-hitters or 9 or 11 no-hitters. He's got, like, a couple perfect
games.
And,
like, the last half of them were in, like, the last, like, 5 years of his career, and he was, like, an old...
Old-ass 43-year-old dude.
And if you charge the mound, he'll
throwing
100
fucking miles an hour and just ripping people. And here's the thing.
When they charge the mound, he get him a headlock surgery.
He wasn't injured every fucking year. Nope. He got up there like a fucking old-school dude and just hurled fucking innings like it was going out of style. He wasn't like nowadays where it's like, oh, you're on a pitch count. And, you can't go more than 5 more than this time because of this and times this divided by whale blubber. So this is what's going to happen. No, he got up there and fucking hurled innings, bro.
and worked people.
No hitters.
No fucking hitters. Perfect games.
He rode off into the sunset. He's fucking, he retired. Lives out on a fucking ranch in Texas with his family. Yep. Raising his grandkids. It's a fucking great story.
And he's a badass dude. He literally comes off and does like interviews and stuff. And you're just like, dude. He's just like, he was always, like you said, old school country boy, dude's dude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a, oh, I'm a baseball player. He's like, nah, dude.
Well, and I think so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was trying to research a team, I was just like, you know, good teams or what. And then I watched a few videos and that, like, it's not like he was a huge guy. But he didn't take shit. He's like, fuck you. Let's
go. That knockout that he threw when that dude charged him out, he was like, fucking boom.
I love the one where he gets the guy in a headlock. And then, yeah, he's just like.
He was half his age.
Oh, yeah.
He was a young buck, dude, like rookie.
I remember the one big a while back was Randy Johnson.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That fucker was. He's a goofy
looking fucker. Randy was roided out, though.
No, he wasn't. He's a tiny little fucking dude. He was fucking 6'7" lanky fucker. He just had a whip. So when he threw.
He killed a bird.
Dude, that was legendary. Yes. I saw there was an anniversary.
It was him and Fabio.
And fucking, what are the odds that you're going to throw a pitch in a Major League Baseball stadium at 98 miles an hour?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it was a strike. Like right
now. And that was the thing is that he could throw that ball fast.
As soon as he let go of the ball, you see the slow motion. As soon as he let go of the ball, the bird goes.
Now, I have to brag.
He was devastated by it. Like, it.
Emotionally charged. Fucking Randy Johnson. I hit a bird.
You're like Big Johnson.
Randy Johnson?
No, I hit a bird.
Do you touch my Randy?
You
could touch my
Randy. I hit it with a golf ball, but I fucking line drive that golf ball. We're up in Moscow, dude. It was a pigeon or something. Fucking. Damn, dude. I nailed that ball, and that ball was just a straight line drive. You just see feathers go over. It's like, oh, fuck.
Bro.
My brother and I, we went up there, we're like poking it with the clubs. Oh, shit. Let's go.
There's
Let's
some
go.
Of those golf courses, dude, where you're like driving or whatever. You're like, there is a fucking field of geese out there. You're like, it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time.
I find it stupid that it's like illegal if you kill a goose. If you like hit it, like you get in trouble if you drive over one with your car.
Protected motherfuckers.
Are they really?
Yes, it's stupid.
Dude, they shit all over everything. They're assholes, dude. They'll charge you.
Yeah.
They'll bite your ass. On the greenbelt, dude, because they're
one tried to bite me, dude. I kicked it, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck off me, dude. He didn't give up. Like, I had to leave the situation because he was not leaving the situation.
No. He's like, I will die for this.
Yeah,
dude. Lex doesn't matter because they'll hiss and I'll hiss and back.
He relented, but that was the other side of the sidewalk was that motherfucker's. He paid for coming after me, but I had to leave.
You got to.
They will, like, they'll stare you down at
downtown Boise. Too. Yeah, that was in, like, Ann Morrison or something. I was like, get the fuck, yo, motherfucker.
Because they fight homeless people for, like, sandwiches all the time.
You go to and feed the win. Ducks at a pond. They'll, like, come over and try to fight the ducks. I'm like, their fuck teeth you, are fucking dick. Like
razors, dude. It's like a serrated razor blade, dude. They're sharp as fuck.
But, yeah, even if they're crossing the street you honk, they'll just stop and look at you like, what, bitch? I'm like, motherfucker, I will run you over.
Protected. All right. Take us out. You're taking us out, Donnie.
All right. Dad bod's out, bitches.